Our tech sport has blown up, and I know Quebec yesterday rolled out its vaccination plan, and a lot of you are saying, hey, so if you're over the age of 85, you can start getting it. Their general population over 85, they're going to start now. And in Alberta, there so many people were booking appointments because their system started. Actually, their system crashed, but it's back up and running. Ontario today outlined theirs. Their portal, though, won't be available for almost 3 weeks, 19 days, March 15th. And then if you're over 80, you can start. This is what it's going to be. And then if you're over 80 and older, you can book appointments on, I guess, March 22nd, then in April, over 75, and in May, over 70, and in June, over 65. And I guess everyone else under 65, I don't know, I guess July, August, September. Retired General Rick Hillier, the head of the Ontario Task Force for COVID-19, joins us. First of all, I'm glad that you're joining me, and I know you're going to talk again with me on Power Play tonight, and I appreciate it, and I always thank you for your service. First of all, just run over the timelines again, and I just want to be clear, retired General Hillier, this is only if Ontario is dealing with Pfizer and Moderna. What are the timelines?
Well, Evan, look, let me just say at the front, though, I just listened to what you said there, and you put it in such a negative connotation there. These are when the vaccines are coming to us. That's what drives when those age groups can be vaccinated. We will be a little bit in front of that. We know that for sure. And in some areas, we'll get to a little bit more quickly. But it's all driven by the arrival of the vaccines. And that part, we don't have the ability to change here. And the good news is that the vaccines are arriving now. And the good news is we're going to get them into the arms. So here is our timeline right now here. What we want to do where we are right now is we want to finish going back to those in those most vulnerable circumstances, the residents, the staff, the essential caregivers of long-term care homes, high-risk retirement homes, and elder care facilities around the province. We're actually going to restart almost, if you will, because we did almost stop it down, vaccinating the healthcare workers, with the priority being those at the highest risk, and that is those who are patient-facing by and large, although there will be some outside of that from every perspective. Thirdly, we're going to keep going with what we call Operation Remote Immunity in the north, those 31 isolated flying communities. We've been to more than 25 of them with the first visits, already starting with the second visits to give the second needle, complete the program. Huge take-up in almost all of those communities. And then our portals will go live. Our online reservation system will go live on the 15th of March, along with the customer service desk. And that week, the week of the 15th to the 22nd, is the week when we will start right across the province giving vaccinations to those 80 years of age and older. And so that will start on that middle week of March and proceed till we finish the group or the vast majority of them, which will be sometime in April. And then we work onwards from there based on the vaccine. Right. So we'll start, Evan. Let me just run through it. You asked me to run through it, right? The middle of April, people who are 75 years and old, 75 years of age and older can start getting their vaccine. The 1st of May, people who are 70 and older can start getting theirs. The first week in June, people who are 65 and older can get those. And then July, August, and September, you know, people 60 and older or 50 and older, and because that's when the vaccines dictate it.
Yeah. Okay. So you, I appreciate that. You said I'm negative. Yeah, I'm negative for a bunch of reasons. For most of us under the age of 60, there's 11 million people in Ontario. It's going to be six more months. Telling my kids that, it pisses me off. I got to be honest. It wrecks their summer. People have been told just wait. So I'll be honest. I know there's the federal rollout, but on the provincial side, let's be candid. You and I have been speaking, the Premier's been talking about, we're waiting for the vaccines. Why is the portal? Now we've got 640,000 vaccines arriving, and Ontario is still building its portal for March 15th. Why are we 3 weeks behind? Why wasn't it ready?
Well, first of all, we're not 3 weeks behind, Evan. We actually don't need the portal till that time frame. And the groups that we are getting vaccinated now, like I said, those long-term care homes, retirement homes, and those healthcare workers, and the remote immunity, plus the First Nations community, Indigenous communities around Southern Ontario that have been designated as the most at risk, is where we are also going. I neglected to mention that the first time. We actually don't need the portal, the online reservation system, to book people in for those vaccination pieces. It's only when we get to the age brackets, and the first age bracket we're going to get to is 80 years old and older, and we will be
ready. But people are confused. Like, I'm just saying, General Hillier, I talked to Dr. Marla Shapiro before, family doctor and works at hospitals. I talked to Dr. Michelle Cohen. First of all, she said, you know, when the premier said we're working with family doctors, they say we haven't heard a darn thing. They've got patients either lining up or calling. They don't know. Their people are looking at Alberta. They got their health portal up. They're looking at Quebec. They got their portal. And we don't. And like in Ontario. And you got to wonder why having the portal up now to allow people to book appointments. Again, I just ask you, why shouldn't it have been ready when the vaccines arrived? Like, what was going on for the last 5 months?
Actually, well, I can't speak for the last 5 months, that's for sure, Evan. I would have loved to have seen it up when I arrived there, and we would have had it and been operating with it. It wasn't. We'll have it ready for when we need to book people online. We can't start booking yet for those people out in late March, that's for sure. We will have it in time to do that kind of booking. As for talking with the family physicians, that's simply incorrect. I'm not, you know, she obviously doesn't know of some of the outreach that's occurred. I myself, over the last days and week, have talked to several groupings of the primary care professionals across Ontario, which obviously includes the family doctors, talked to them about their role, talked to them about making sure they wrap their arms around the medical officer of health in, for example, Ottawa, and work with them. They're not going to have vaccines in their doctor's offices for a long period of time yet. But what better way to be part of that vaccination program than to come together, be part of either a mass vaccination site or make one of their own in conjunction with Ottawa Public Health?
I'm just telling you, they're telling me. This is in Ottawa, though. But this is like Dr. Marlowe's in Toronto. I've got a Dr. Michelle Cohen's in Kingston. Like, I'm just telling you, these are frontline doctors. They work at hospitals. They're leading physicians. They are confused. They're misinformed. Their patients are confused. I'm just telling you, there's some disconnect here, General Hillier, because the frontline doctors have no idea their role, when they're going to play a part, what part they're playing, and it's confusing their patients. And I think that's got to be a real issue. We're not making it up.
Well, listen. I can't talk to every single family doctor in Ontario. Obviously, I can lay out exactly what I did this morning. I've done that in times before. I talked to the OMA, the head of the OMA. I've talked to a variety of the primary care professionals organizations. We've laid out exactly how we would like to approach it, how we are approaching it, and what they can do to be ready and to wrap their arms. So they now have that responsibility to bring the members of their associations and organizations on side and understanding and educated with what their role is going to be. And their role is going to be and is being part of the vaccination rollout. And so in the long-term care homes things, for example, we've had teams of doctors, you know, they call themselves SWAT teams, going into those teams of family care physicians, going into those long-term care homes, vaccinating the residents there, going back 28 days later, because it's a Moderna, and vaccinating them again, giving that immunity. Right. So it's already part of it. So I'm sure you'll find that if 15,000 family physicians, you will find somebody, and perhaps many who don't know what's happening. Their organizations and associations owe them that clarity. They've got it.
Well, I know, but I look, there's 30, every health unit has got a different plan. There's 34 of them. I think a lot of people would like some central planning. 34, like everyone's blaming, you know, oh, the health units aren't communicating, or the associations aren't communicating, or the federal government's not providing. But I think a lot of people are like, they're waiting much longer than we thought. There's a lot of confusion out there. I'm telling you, my text board is blowing up with confused people when they're getting the vaccine. Now, can I just ask you, is there a chance, just kind of got a minute, General Hillier, is there a chance that if AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson come and are approved, that these timelines that you outlined today are accelerated?
Yeah, they are. AstraZeneca, you know, we've been hearing since Christmas that it's in the final stages or maybe soon. And we'd love to see it approved. We'd love to see 2 or 3 million doses show up. And in fact, the period that we're in now is, I described it as being ponderous and a bit clumsy, because we're taking vaccines to those people in most vulnerable circumstances, as opposed to having those people come to mass vaccination clinics by and large.
Right.
And that first way is very, very slow, very cumbersome, and we're speeding it up, but it is still very slow. If we get AstraZeneca, just based on the characteristics that we believe it will have, we'll target it at a specific age group potentially. You know, let's just say
I just got 10 seconds. I don't want to cut you off,
we'll roll
but General Hillier,
we'd love to have it.